Sooner or later, I think I would like to ask about the political tenor of events and to get your thoughts on that subject. Now, whether you would care to go into the atmosphere that you entered when you took your seat on the court and how you responded to the problems of the campaign, whether that is that this is the time for that. I think your people would be interested in knowing that. We've talked about the Court of Appeals where people are almost never defeated and where the atmosphere, is it not, just extremely different?
The atmosphere is totally different on the Court of Appeals. You never see in the media a Court of Appeals judge identified as a Republican or as a Democrat. And as you know, it's very common in media accounts to say that the Supreme Court is composed of X number of Republicans and X number of Democrats. It's just, well, I think in some respects it's a canard that is hung on the Supreme Court. It's never hung on a Court of Appeals judges. For the difference in the selection process, that to get on the Court of Appeals, you have to file petitions, nonpartisan petitions, and then run, and the election is totally nonpartisan. Supreme Court, you've got to take a nomination of a political party, which does sort of put a mantle on you. Now, there is also the provision that if you are an incumbent on the Supreme Court, you don't have to be renominated by a political party. You can file an affidavit of incumbency and you're on the ballot automatically. And I remember thinking a little bit as July, I think it was, you had to file the affidavit of incumbency. And then the partisan conventions where Supreme Court nominees were chosen were in August. Wondering if it, was this the time to maybe junk this whole idea, be the first one ever to do it, and just not take a nomination from the Republican Party, since I had a Republican background, just not do it. I'd be on the ballot, but I'd have the incumbent designation. It would say Justice of the Supreme Court under my name. Well, I didn't give that an awful lot of thought. I gave it some thought, but not too much.
Did you file the affidavit? Yes,
everybody files an affidavit.
I mean the one that guarantees you're listed on the ballot.
Yes. Oh, yes, I filed the affidavit. And everybody always does, because there's always that outside possibility that you might outrage your party in some way, and they don't nominate you.